Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Taf Yud Aleph, Tainus 11a, pagination, page 21. We start from about 7 lines from the top. The last word on the line is Omar, Omar Reish Lakish, and we're dealing with cases of optional saintliness or discretionary conduct to a certain degree. Omer Reish Lakish said, "Asa la'odom l'shamash mitasa b'shnei ra'avon." A person is not allowed to have intimacy with his wife during a famine. A person is supposed to be sensitive to the fact that people are truly oppressed. This is not talking that the prices have simply experienced inflation or a scarcity of food. We're talking about a true famine, a pain, an oppressive pain to the masses. It's forbidden to have intimacy. Shene'emar, Ulu Yosef Yulad Shnei Vanim, to Yosef was born 2 sons, Beterim Tavo Shnas Hara'av. The Torah went to lengths to tell us that these children were born during the 7 years of plenty, and they were born before the famine began. And the Gemara says the reason we were told that information was to let us know that Yosef was not with his wife out of sensitivity to the plight of the masses for his personal gratification. He was sensitive and he deprived himself of that gratification during this painful time. The Gemara tells us, Tana, we learned, Chasuchei Vonim Misham Shemitaseim B'Shnei Ra'avon, a person who does not yet have children, he's yearning for children, so he's allowed to have intimacy during the famine. So what we see over here is that there's a degree of discretionary conduct in this regard. It's not a hard and fast rule that it's forbidden. It depends on the circumstances, and in fact, in halacha, we're told that if we're dealing with chasuchei vanim, a person who's yearning to have children, leil tevila, the night of mikvah, or other cases of taiva, where a person can't stand up to this high standard and be guaranteed that his focus will be a moral one, so then we tell him, you know, don't be so frum, don't practice... this act of sensitivity or saintliness if it's going to backfire. But the concept exists, and that's how it's worded, that it's forbidden in such a situation to act in a way that disregards the pain of the public. Taisvis, in fact, in the top Taisvis, writes, V'im Tomar, is a question, Hare Yocheved Nolda Bein HaChomos. There's a famous tradition that Yocheved, the mother of Moshe, was born as they entered Mitzrayim. V'oso ha'es es rav haya. Everybody knows that that was a famine. That's why they came to Mitzrayim. V'im Kein, if you count back 9 months, Shimshum mitoseim b'shnei ra'avon. Apparently there was intimacy. V'yesh lomar, Taisvis says this fundamental point. It's only if a person wants to act with this added saintliness. For Yosef lo shimesh, Yosef didn't, but other people did. The Marsha observes that it could be that a person who didn't have children or a person on Leil Tevila, if we assume that they were practicing Torah, as is the tradition, they were practicing Torah even before it was given, so they would have conducted themselves with these same restrictions, but there still is leniency depending on the situation. Yosef, it's interesting, didn't have children yet, so he really would have had the leniency even during the famine, but perhaps Yosef was a different dimension, and therefore he deprived himself because he himself, as a king, had plenty of food. And he didn't have the deprivation that the rest of the people had as far as food goes. and an added dimension, and is that he was responsible to try to get them food, to figure out a system by which they could buy food, and he had to be sensitive to them. So perhaps, even though he may have had a leniency to allow himself intimacy, but the pasuk goes to lengths to let us know that he didn't give himself that leniency. And it could be either because he was a great tzaddik, or because, like I'm saying, he has this interesting positioning that he's not deprived, but he's got to remember everybody else's deprivation because they're relying on him to distribute the food properly. Okay. The Gemara continues, end of a line. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Bizman Sha Yisrael Shuruyim Betzar. When Klal Yisrael is in pain, Upirish Echad Mehen, and one person separates himself and ignores the pain of the public, everybody is saying Tehillim, or there's some sort of takana that's made, and he ignores it. The two malachim that accompany him, that we've discussed on the topic of Shabbos, the night of Shabbos, that they declare what kind of Shabbos they're noticing that he is observing. Manichim lo yedeim al rosho, they put their hands on his head. Ve'omrim, and they say, Poloni ze shapirish menat zibur, this person who has separated himself from the public in their pain, ayira ben hamas tzibur, he shouldn't be included when they finally get comforted because he hasn't included himself. Tanya idach, we learned, bizman shehatzibur shari betzar, when the public is in pain, al yomer adam elech levesi ve'ocha ve'eshta ve'shalom alacha nafshi, a person must not say, I'll go home, I'll eat, I'll drink, I'll close the door, I'll ignore everybody else's problems, because by me it's shalom. But rather, he has to be sensitive to the needs of the people. If you'll take a look, there's a very interesting proof or illustration of this in the wide lines, five lines down, at the middle of a line. Shekema tzinu b'Moshe Rabbeinu, we find by Moshe, shetzir atzma matzibur, that he pained himself together with the public. Shenemar, at the end of Parshas Beshalach, vide Moshe kivedim, Moshe's hands were heavy, he was holding them up, as we saw the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah described, that when his hands were up, the people were reminded to daven properly, and when they davened, when they had in mind Hashem's help, they were victorious against Amalek. So what did Moshe do to keep his hands up? Because he saw he was influencing the battle and benefiting the people. Vayikhu Evan, he took a stone. Vayasimu Sachtov, and he put it underneath him. Vayeshev Elan, he sat on it. So when you read this, you don't pay attention. I guess he had a stone. Asks the Gemara, Moshe Karachas, Okesis Achas Leishevela. He didn't have a single pillow. He didn't have a chair that he could sit on. Elakachomar Moshe. Moshe did this very consciously, very intentionally. Hovi Yisrael Shuryim Betzar. The people are in pain. So even though he personally is not involved in the battle, Afani Eheya Imoim Betzar, I should be with them in the pain. Vachalamatzar Atzmoy Matzibur. Whoever pains himself together with the public, Zocha v'roa b'nocham as-tzibur, ends up rejoicing when the public is comforted. I'm reminded of a specific story in the 1940s. There was a Jew in Chicago who hired a painter to paint his house, and it was long overdue, but over the weekend, before the actual paint job began, word started coming about the Holocaust. And when he realized the devastating situation that Jews were in, he decided, consultation with his wife, that they would not paint the house. However, the painter had already booked the time, and therefore when the painter showed up Monday morning to paint, they paid him, but told him not to paint. And that's a very powerful example of this Yitzayir Odom Im Hatzibur. But what we're seeing is that there's a certain amount of discretion, and depending on the person and the situation, a person may decide that a particular type of saintliness doesn't work for him. A person may not be a faster, a person may not be, we saw the earlier Gemara talking about intimacy. A person has to know how he can express himself in a way that brings him closer to Hashem and is sensitive to the pain that's occurring. But there is a requirement in some way to express oneself in solidarity with the pain that's occurring. If you'll drop down, there's one more example of this discretionary type of saintliness. About 10 lines from the bottom, the third and fourth words on the line, Omar Shmuel. So Omar Shmuel kol yoshev b'tainis nikra chote. A person who fasts is considered a sinner, based on the statement by a nazir, v'chipar alav mi'ar sharchoto al hanefesh, that a nazir who has deprived himself of wine has to bring an atonement. V'chibe'ez nefesh chata, what kind of atonement does he have to bring? Where did he sin? But he pained himself that wine would have been a pleasure to him, and Hashem put it in the world to enjoy, and he deprived himself of it. So he's a chote. V'alo dvorim kal v'chomer, certainly a person who deprives himself of all food is considered a chote. Conversely, Rabbi Lozer Omer, Rabbi Lozer says, 5 lines from the bottom of the page, Nikra Kadosh, he's considered a holy person. Shenemar, because by the Nazir we find the expression, Kadosh Yihye, he's holy. And that's a person who only deprived himself of wine. A person who deprives himself of everything on a fast day. Allah has kama v'kama, he's certainly considered holy. In Simen Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph, regarding the laws of tainus, so the Mechaber writes, Hayoshev b'tainus, if you're going to fast, and you're a person who can handle it in strength and still do what you're supposed to, handle it that you don't become resentful, handle it that you don't lose your patience with people, Nikra Kadosh, so then you're a holy person. V'im lav, but if you can't stand up to scrutiny during your act of saintliness, so then Nikra Chote, then you're called a sinner. And a person has to know which approach is appropriate for him. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.